Will the death penalty be abolished in Washington state? Yesterday, our governor and attorney general proposed ending capital punishment here. And though there's already a moratorium, this would ban the practice. Seattle attorney Jason Ritterizer has been both a defense lawyer and a prosecutor, and he says the death penalty needs to go. Republican State Senator Steve O'Bann wants to keep the death penalty. Welcome both of you to KUOW.
Bill, thanks for having me on. It's a privilege to be with you.
Thanks for being having me on as well. Thanks.
It's good to have you here. Jason, there have been proposals to abolish the death penalty here in Washington before. They don't even come to a vote in the legislature. Why now?
First of all, Senator O'Bann, it's a privilege to be discussing this with you. I have great respect for your work in the legislature, and you're an excellent lawyer. And I also appreciate your perspective that we ought to bring this issue to a vote before the legislature. And the difference now is that I think we have bipartisan support for, at minimum, a conversation about addressing the death penalty.
Why? What's your evidence of bipartisan support?
Well, I think Rob McKenna, who made a public statement in support of abolishing the death penalty, is certainly a big indication that we have bipartisan support for that conversation.
That's our former state attorney general, a Republican.
That's right. And certainly former Attorney General McKenna has come out and said that he believes it should be abolished. I think McKenna has excellent following in the state and support from the more conservative members of the legislature, and I think his attention to this matter at least brings it to the forefront.
Republican Senator Steve O'Bann, would you agree that this time around there is significant bipartisan support for an end to our death penalty?
I don't know how deep that support is, and I think always the best way to test support is to bring it up for discussion, debate, and even a vote. And I think the best place for that to start, as the chair of my committee advocated in the House, that would be the logical place to see if there is both bipartisan support for it. So I think if the House can pass it, we definitely need to take it up in the Senate.
Jason, you've been both a defense lawyer and a prosecuting attorney. What have you learned about the death penalty from working on both sides of the issue?
Well, you know, I would agree with Senator O'Bann that society's first duty is justice. And in working on both sides of the issue, I think justice requires that we abolish the death penalty. Because when we talk about justice, we have to examine our justice system that administers the death penalty. And what we've seen is that it cannot be administered fairly. It costs too much, and it's not an effective deterrent. In these situations where we charge death, we end up sensationalizing the defendant rather than remembering the victim. And those are, I think, the main reasons that we need to act to abolish the death penalty at this point.
What do you mean we're thinking of the perpetrator and not the victim?
Well, we end up covering these cases in the media, I think, more so than similar crimes in which death is not charged. And the reason, of course, is because the death penalty is a passionate issue on both sides of the aisle. And we end up focusing on the prosecution charging death, and we end up focusing on the crime and the defendant itself, rather than focusing on a victim, the tragedy that was committed on the victim's family, and how this crime has affected the community. So I think in those situations in which we focus on who the defendant is, and Elmore's a good example, we're talking about him still today, and the attention is on the death penalty, and it's not on the effect the crime had on the community and the victim and remembering that victim's life.
By Elmore, you mean the death row convict who has now exhausted his appeals in a state where the death penalty is under moratorium, but it hasn't been officially abolished. Senator O'Bann, would you agree that, like it or not, our death penalty appeal system and media coverage glorify the perpetrator?
I think it's a fair point, and I think one of the reasons why there is so much over-focus upon the perpetrator and the victim is because of the extraordinary time it takes to actually carry out the punishment, unusual and redundant appeals that take place. Other states have figured out constitutional ways to streamline the appellate process without undermining due process protections that are so critical for such important sanctions. So I think what we should be looking at are ways to reform the way we carry out the sentence rather than abolishing it. And I'm actually, even before this bill was dropped, I wasn't aware this bill would come up, but I was starting to take a look at some of the things other states have done to streamline the process. California recently, by initiative, as I understand it, and I have to study this a little bit more, they came up with a popular measure to streamline the appellate process, just even though that's a blue state.
Jason, do you agree there's an appropriate way to streamline the appeals process?
I think Senator Oban makes a great point in that the appeals process is incredibly laborious here, and I don't necessarily agree that it's redundant. We're not talking about a usual appeals process for someone who's convicted of any ordinary crime. We're talking about a defendant who's been sentenced to die at the hands of the state. And shortening an appeals process, I think, is concerning. Obviously, Washington has looked at this issue, and the current system that is in place allows for this lengthy appeals process. I think one problem in looking at other states is that the death penalty is a state law issue, meaning each state has a slightly different variation of the death penalty. So applying a different state's methodology to the appeals process wouldn't necessarily work in Washington.
Seattle Attorney Jason Ritterizer says it's time. He agrees with the governor and the state attorney general that the death penalty needs to go. And we're also talking with Republican State Senator Steve Oban. And I know that Jason and others have argued that there is no evidence that the death penalty is a deterrent. Do you accept that, to Senator Oban?
I don't. I think one reason, well, let me say it this way. I think probably the way it's being carried out, it's probably more true than not that it isn't a deterrent. That, again, goes to this central issue of how long it takes to carry it out, how many multiple appeals are allowed in our system. You can run all the way up through the state system, and then you get another crack, as you should, at the federal system.
You're saying the idea of being on death row for years and years and years and appealing, that's not a deterrent to a would-be criminal?
That certainly undercuts the deterrent effect, exactly.
Okay, we've heard dueling studies. For years I've heard dueling studies about whether there's a deterrent effect or not. Senator, the Death Penalty Information Center says that there have been 156 death row inmates exonerated since 1973. What about the idea that having a death penalty risks putting an innocent person to death?
And that's a very sympathetic argument. The last thing we want to be doing as a government when carrying out this most sobering of all sanctions is to do it against the innocent. I think we are talking about older convictions, and with the advent of DNA, that has that's been one of the major sources of exoneration, and we're, of course, using DNA now in the ordinary course, so the chance of a innocent person being convicted of a capital crime has been greatly reduced. And we talked about Elmore, who went through the whole appellate system. He's admitted his guilt from day one.
And Jason, finally, I want to give you a chance to spell out your take on the unfairness of the death penalty. Everybody doesn't know all the arguments that you brought together in your Seattle Times piece.
Sure. Well, when we're talking about unfairness of the death penalty, what we're really talking about is that the death penalty cannot be administered fairly. The arbitrary application depends on things like the county in which you're charged. Most counties cannot afford to prosecute someone under the death penalty and therefore avoid it. So if you are charged in one county versus another, even if it's the same crime, it depends on the county whether or not you'll be charged with death. 2% of all counties in the United States account for the vast majority of death penalty prosecutions, convictions, and executions. Next, the other problem with the death penalty as far as application, we know statistically that it is more often charged against minorities than whites, even in the same crime, even in the same county. And when there is inherent racial bias in the application of the death penalty, I think it calls into question the underlying ability to apply it fairly.
Finally, Senator Oban, is the death penalty, it's already under a moratorium. It's not happening in Washington state. Now you have the governor, the attorney general, the former Republican attorney general, and others calling for its end. Is this the time when the Washington death penalty goes away?
Well, I don't think the moratorium really affects that. That's just the judgment of one man, mm-hmm. The governor, and we'll have a different governor likely in 2020. So I don't think that should really be the dispositive of the issue. I think, as I mentioned earlier on in the conversation, if the House, which is almost evenly divided but is in the control of the other party, if the House should pass that on a bipartisan basis, I think it really is incumbent then upon the Senate to take up the issue. And I would invite that discussion here in the Senate. I think it would be healthy to have both sides' arguments aired and refreshed again.
It might actually come up for a vote this time in the Washington legislature. And that's Republican State Senator Steve O'Bann and Seattle Attorney Jason Ritterizer. Thank you to both for this conversation today.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
We'll follow that and other issues in the Washington State Legislature as they're newly in session last week. Keep it tuned here to KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.